prisajya embracing vidyesam envy visasarja give up ha of course. Translation performed by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Asking Indra was standing by, he became ashamed of his own activities and fell down before King Prithu to touch his lotus feet. But Prithu Maharaj immediately embraced him in great ecstasy and gave up all envy against him for his having stolen the horse meant for the sacrifice. Please repeat. Asking Indra was standing by, he became ashamed of his own activities and fell down before King Prithu to touch his lotus feet. But Prithu Maharaj immediately embraced him in great ecstasy and gave up all envy against him for his having stolen the horse meant for the sacrifice. Purport. There are many cases in which a person becomes an offender to the lotus feet of a Vaishnava and later becomes repentant. Here also we find that although the king of heaven, Indra, was so powerful that he accompanied Lord Vishnu, he felt himself a great offender for stealing Prithu Maharaj's horse that was meant for sacrifice. An offender at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava is never excused by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are many instances illustrating this fact. Ambarish Maharaj was offended by Durvasa Muni, a great sage and a mystic yogi. And Durvasa also had to fall down at the lotus feet of Ambarish Maharaj. Indra decided to fall down at the lotus feet of King Prithu. But the king was so magnanimous, a Vaishnava, that he did not want Maharaj Indra to fall down at his feet. Instead, King Prithu immediately picked him up and embraced him. And both of them forgot all the past incidents. Both King Indra and Maharaj Prithu were envious and angry with each other. But since both of them were Vaishnavas or servants of Lord Vishnu, it was their duty to adjust the cause of their envy. This is also a first-class example of cooperative behavior between Vaishnavas. In the present days, however, because people are not Vaishnavas, they fight perpetually among one another and are vanquished without finishing the mission of human life. There is a great need to propagate the Krishna consciousness movement in the world, so that even though people sometimes become angry and malicious toward one another, because of their being Krishna conscious, such rivalry, competition and envy can be adjusted without difficulty. So this is the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. Mukham karati vachalam pangur langhayate giring jat kripata maham bande sri guru dinatarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanyeswaram namo vishnu padaya krishna prasthaya bhutale srimate jay pataka swaminiti namine namo acharya padayin paikita padayin gaura katha dhami dhani guru dinatarinam. So here in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Maitreya Muni is illustrating this verse today. It is very, very important for the practicing devotees, because here the point of discussion is Vaishnava Parad. It's a very common topic and very important topic in our life. Although we hear on a regular basis, but it's very difficult for us to be free from this tendency. And as per Padma Purana, one of the 10 offenses against the holy name is this Vaishnava Parad. It's the first offense to blaspheme the devotees. So sometimes we become very curious to know, although we hear every day, not every day, maybe on a regular basis, the consequences, the bad consequences of offending a Vaishnava, but it's becoming very difficult for us to be free from this tendency. Why is that? So I was reading that main cause of Vaishnava Parad is Asat Sangha. So you all know association is very important part of our life. Through association we can advance and through association we can degrade. So the cause of Vaishnava Parad is Asat Sangha. And we may say, how we can say that? Although we are in the association of devotees, we are in ISKCON movement, always we interact with the devotees, how come that tendency is still very strong? So, while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked what is the duty of a Vaishnava, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Asat Sangha Tyag Ei Vaishnava Achar. So, duty of a Vaishnava is to give up the association of non-devotees. Asat Sangha. And what is Asat Sangha? Stri Sangya Kasadhu Krishna Bhaktoar. There are two kinds of asadhu, Asat Sangha. One is Stri Sangi, those who are attached to the women. And second category of Asat Sangha are non-devotees of Krishna. And there are four categories of non-devotees. First one is Mayavadis, atheistic people, sense enjoyers, and hypocritical mundane devotees. So these are the four categories of non-devotees of Krishna. So this association has to be avoided. And it is also mentioned that worshippers of demigods are also Asat Sangha. I was reading and it may be very unusual for all of us that associating with the people, those who are worshipping demigods, that is also Asat Sangha. And very strong recommendation has been given in Shastra. In what way we should give up the association of demigod worshippers. It is stated in Shastra that it is better to be embraced by a tiger, by a snake or an alligator, rather than to associate with a demigod worshipper. And Ramanujacharya is telling that if a devotee is caught up in a fire and is about to die, and only way to escape that fire is to take shelter of a temple where demigod worship is done. And it's recommended it's better to die in that fire rather than to take shelter of the temple where demigod worship is going on. So you may say, why it is so strict? Because the explanation is given, if we die, the impression of our devotional service will not die. That will continue. But if we associate with this kind of people, our impression, whatever development we have done in our devotional practice, that will be finished. That is the difference. So therefore, it is very, very important to analyze ourselves what type of association we are in. But at the beginning of our devotional service, we become very serious about our association. But as day progresses in our devotional life, we become very much relaxed and we take it easy and we associate with any kind of people. And because of that, we land up in Asat Sangha. And because of that influence, our tendency of Vaishnava Parad is becoming very strong. And according to Skanda Puran, we can commit offenses at the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas in six ways. We can commit offense. First one who kills a Vaishnava. First offense. Second offense, one who blasphemes a devotee. Second offense. Third offense, one who is envious of Vaishnavas. Fourth one, one who does not offer respect or obeisances by seeing a Vaishnava. Fourth offense. Fifth offense, when one becomes angry with a Vaishnava. Fifth offense. And sixth offense is when one does not become happy and so does not show happiness and joy by seeing a Vaishnava. So in this way, we commit offenses. So if you analyze these six kind of offenses, maybe except that first one, by killing a Vaishnava, other five kinds of offenses are very much regular in our life. At least for me. So it's becoming very regular practice in our life to commit offenses. And it is also said that there are offenses at different level. We can offend with our body, we can offend a Vaishnava with our mind, and we can offend Vaishnava with our words. So more we advance, the problem becomes subtler and subtler. At the beginning of our Krishna consciousness, we become angry, we may slap a devotee, sometimes we do like that. So that's gross level, committing offenses at the gross level. And second level is talking bad about devotees. That is the second stage. And even we control that also, third offense is committing offenses at our mind. Thinking bad about devotees, be envious of devotees. So root cause, if we analyze correctly, the root cause of Vaishnava Aparadha is envy. So, conditioned souls by nature are envious. And Prabhupada explains, we are envious of everyone. Why? Because the root cause of our falling down into this material world is our envy towards Krishna. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktaram Jagatakupsam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Yattamam Santimichati. So Krishna says that I am the only enjoyer. And we may say that why Krishna is the only enjoyer? Why not me? That is the snake of envy. Why only Krishna? Why not me? So, that is the root cause, that is the snake of envy which is there in everyone's heart. And that is pride. So what is the root cause of envy? That is pride. I am the controller, I am the enjoyer. But actually, Krishna is the controller and Krishna is the enjoyer. We may say that why Krishna is only enjoyer? That question always arises in our mind, in our heart. Why Krishna has to be the only enjoyer? Why only he? Why not me? The first qualification to be an enjoyer is that Krishna explains that I am the supreme enjoyer. Why? Because I am the supreme controller. Because he is the supreme controller, therefore he is the enjoyer. But we have a concept that I can also enjoy separately from Krishna. Because this body belongs to me and this body is meant for my enjoyment. So if I want to enjoy this body, then we have to establish, because the quality or qualification to be an enjoyer, that he should be a controller. So if I want to enjoy this body, then I should be the controller of this body. So how many of you here feel that you are the controller of your body? You feel you are the controller of the body? So I will say that if you are the controller of the body, then you have to make sure that you don't become old. Can you make sure that? So how you can claim that you are the controller of this body? So we feel like that, but actually you are not. We had a different kind of body at our childhood. Now we have a different kind of body. And this body is always changing. And it will become old and it will die. দেহিনস্মিন যথা দেহে কৌমারং যৌবনং জরা তথা দেহান্তর প্রাপ্তির ধীরস্তত্ব নমিহতি। সো বডি ইজ অলওয়েজ চেঞ্জিং, অল দো উই ডোন্ট ওয়ান্ট দ্যাট চেঞ্জ, অ্যান্ড মেইনলি উই ডোন্ট ওয়ান্ট দ্যাট চেঞ্জ হোয়েন ডেথ কামস, উই ডোন্ট ওয়ান্ট দ্যাট, অ্যান্ড উই ডোন্ট ওয়ান্ট ওল্ড এজ পারপাসেস, উই ডোন্ট ওয়ান্ট ডিজিজ, উই ডোন্ট ওয়ান্ট রিবার্থ, বাট ইট উই আর ফোর্স টু গো থ্রু দ্যাট। সো দেয়ারফোর ইন ইটস এ কমন সেন্স অ্যান্ড ইটস ভেরি ইজি টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দ্যাট উই আর নট দ্য কন্ট্রোলার অফ দিস বডি। অ্যান্ড উই মে সে হোয়াই উই আর নট দ্য কন্ট্রোলার অফ দিস বডি, বিকজ উই ক্যান বি এ কন্ট্রোলার ইফ ইউ আর দ্য প্রোপ্রাইটার। হু ক্যান কন্ট্রোল, হু ইজ দ্য প্রোপ্রাইটার? অ্যাজ আই এম নট দিস প্রোপ্রাইটার অফ দিস বডি, দেয়ারফোর আই ক্যানট কন্ট্রোল দিস বডি। অ্যান্ড হু ক্যান বি দ্য প্রোপ্রাইটার? হু ইজ দ্য ক্রিয়েটর, হু হ্যাজ ক্রিয়েটেড ইট, বিকজ আই হ্যাভ নট ক্রিয়েটেড দিস বডি, দেয়ারফোর আই ক্যানট ক্লেম প্রোপ্রাইটারশিপ ওভার দিস বডি, দেয়ারফোর আই ক্যানট কন্ট্রোল দিস বডি, অ্যান্ড অন দ্যাট বেসিস আই ক্যানট ক্লেম দ্যাট আই এম দ্য এনজয়ার অফ দিস বডি। সো দেন দ্য কোশ্চেন অ্যারাইজেস, ইফ আই এম নট দ্য ক্রিয়েটার অফ দিস বডি, হু হ্যাজ ক্রিয়েটেড দিস বডি? উই মে সে দ্যাট মাই প্যারেন্টস হ্যাভ ক্রিয়েটেড দিস বডি, বাট হু হ্যাজ ক্রিয়েটেড মাই প্যারেন্টস অ্যান্ড হু হ্যাজ ক্রিয়েটেড দেয়ার প্যারেন্টস? আলটিমেটলি দেয়ার ইজ অ্যান আলটিমেট ক্রিয়েটার, দ্যাট ইজ দ্য কমন সেন্স দ্য কৃষ্ণ ইজ দ্য ক্রিয়েটার অফ এভরিথিং। অহং সর্বস্ব প্রভব মত সর্বং প্রবর্ততে ইতি মত্ত ভজন্তে মাং বুধা ভাব সমন্বিত। সো দ্যাট ইজ দ্য আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ডিং অফ ভগবদ গীতা। কৃষ্ণ সেজ আই এম দ্য সোর্স অফ এভরিথিং, আই হ্যাভ ক্রিয়েটেড এভরিথিং। ভূমিরাপ অনল বায়ু খং মন বুদ্ধি রেব চ অহংকার ইতিয়াং মে ভিন্না প্রকৃতির অষ্টদা। সো অল দিস এইট এলিমেন্টস, মেটেরিয়াল এলিমেন্টস, ফাইভ গ্রস অ্যান্ড থ্রি সাটল হ্যাজ বিন ক্রিয়েটেড বাই কৃষ্ণ। সো দেয়ারফোর এভরিথিং ইজ কামিং ফ্রম কৃষ্ণ, দেয়ারফোর হি ইজ দ্য এনজয়ার অফ এভরিথিং। ইটস এ কমন সেন্স টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড। সো দেয়ারফোর অল দো উই আর নট এনজয়ার, বাট উই ট্রাই টু বি দ্য এনজয়ার, অ্যান্ড দ্যাট ইজ দ্য কজ অফ আওয়ার সাফারিং, অ্যান্ড দ্যাট ইজ দ্য কজ অফ আওয়ার এনভি। সো দ্যাট ইজ দ্য স্নেক অফ এনভি। অল দো আই এম নট দ্য এনজয়ার, আই ক্লেম টু বি দ্য এনজয়ার। হোয়াই অনলি কৃষ্ণা শুড বি দ্য এনজয়ার, আই ওয়ান্ট টু বি দ্য এনজয়ার অলসো। বাট দ্য প্রবলেম অফ দিস এনভি that we come to this material world. We are in the spiritual world because of this snake of envy, we land up in this material world. And we try to become the enjoyer. And we try to enjoy in very different ways. Then, what happens? We try to enjoy, but we cannot become happy. Why? That is the question. We are trying to be happy in this world. Everybody is trying to be happy. Everybody is trying their own way to become happy. And Prabhupada says, we cannot become happy whatever way you try in this material world. Why? Prabhupada says, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Dukkha Layam Asashatam. So this place is full of miseries. Therefore, how we can be happy? Prabhupada says, the people in general, they say, you are too much pessimistic. You always talk negative about this world. So there is so much to do in this world. You always talk negative. So nothing in this world, everything is maya, everything is negative. You go back to the spiritual world. Why you are so negative? Prabhupada says that it's not negative, it's realistic. To say that there is no water in the desert, it may sound as negative. But it's the reality. So, there is no water in the desert. If you say, no, there is no water in the desert, it's a pessimistic or negative approach, or it's a real thing? That's the reality. It doesn't mean that there is no water. Water is there, but water is not there in the desert. So, if you want to have water, then you have to come out of the desert, then you can find water. But if you want to find water in the desert, that is maya. So to become happy is not maya. It's not illusion to become happy. But try to become happy in this world is like trying to get water in the desert is illusion. Why we cannot become happy here? Krishna says, Dukkha Layam Asashatam. This world is full of miseries because everything here is temporary. So what is temporary cannot give us happiness, because we have a fear of losing things. And ultimately, the center of our enjoyment is the body, so that is also temporary by nature. And everything related to this body is also temporary. So therefore, whatever we are searching here and trying to be happy, everything is done centered around our body. Either this in a very gross way or in a subtle way, we try to enjoy this world. So therefore, to become envious is a natural quality of a conditioned soul, because we want to become big, right? Because we have a concept to become the enjoyer, so unless you become big, how you can enjoy? So you have the conditioned soul has a concept, more we become big, more we can exploit. And we feel exploitation is the source of our happiness. So therefore, there is a competition in this world, how to become big and big and big and big. There is no limit. A millionaire thinks to become a billionaire, multi-billionaire, there is no limit to it. And we are thinking more we become big, we can exploit more and we can become more happy. But the problem is, more you exploit, more you become frustrated. That is the nature of this material world. So more we try to exploit, more you will be frustrated in that endeavor. Therefore, the exploitation is not the source of bliss or happiness. It is the source of frustration. So therefore we can see those who are so-called successful in the material realm, they are more frustrated than the people at the lower grade, right? So the richest people in the whole world, he is the most frustrated person. Those who are the top ladder, those who are in the top at different areas of our society, they are more frustrated. Because more you exploit, more you become frustrated. But the spiritual world, that is the world of service. Spiritual world is the world of service. So who can serve? Who is small? The smallest you become the biggest servant. So therefore, there is also competition in the spiritual world to become small and small and small and small. And more we feel like that, really feel like that, the happiness increases. Because the service, the mood of service is the source of our happiness and bliss. Because that is our natural constitutional position. But because we are in the conditioned state, although we know this, but we are in this material world, we are in between. Prabhupada said two kinds of people are happy in this world, those who are in the mode of ignorance and those who are in pure goodness. These two kinds of people are happy in this world. But we are in between now. The sadhaka, the practicing devotees are in between. Sadhana, we are doing sadhana bhakti. And therefore, we are in the mixed situation. We are attracted by the material world also, and we are trying to be attracted by the spiritual life also, in between. So, this is the fight. And Vaishnava Parad plays a very significant role in our life. Because, as we are not pure, just like Jagai Madai was completely engrossed. Prabhupada said that Jagai Madai were delivered because they did not commit any Vaishnava Parad. They committed a lot of sins, but they could not commit any Vaishnava Parad because they are so much engrossed in mode of ignorance. But we, the practicing devotees, we are not at the transcendental level at pure goodness, and we are also not like Jagai Madhai in the mode of ignorance. We are in between, and therefore, at every step, not maybe at every step, but on a regular way, we commit offenses at the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas. So, because that snake of envy is there in our heart, in a subtle form, and that manifests through our words and through our actions. So to cut down the tendency of envy, we have to cleanse our heart from the envy. So one way, most effective way of making ourselves free from Vaishnava Parad is to serve the Vaishnavas. Very important. Because we are hypocrite by nature, generally we have a tendency to appreciate the devotees in his presence and try to talk bad behind his back. That is our tendency. Because we are in a society, we try to have a good relationship, and because it's based on hypocrisy and not, it's superficial, therefore we want to maintain some superficial relationship, therefore on our dealings we become really appreciating each other like that, but inside our heart there is something else, and because of that we do something else behind the back of the devotees. So therefore Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, those who talk at the back good and talk bad at the face, they are the real friends. This is very, very important. So because then we act like an well-wisher of a devotee. But because of our envy, we don't like to be the well-wisher. We like to be the superficial friend of our devotees. And we talk good at his face and talk bad behind his back. And because of that, it's very difficult to advance in Krishna consciousness. And we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasize so much on Vaishnava Parad. So his mother, Sachi Devi, so his her example is a very prominent example as sadhaka in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not give love of Godhead to his mother because she committed an offense. What offense? It's nothing. But Mahaprabhu gave so much importance to that. Mother Sachi talked something bad about Advaita Acharya. What Advaita Acharya did? Because Vishwambar's brother, Vishwarup, used to go to Advaita Acharya and used to listen Bhagavatam from him, and had association of Advaita Acharya, and Vishwarup took sannyas. And Mother Sachi became very unhappy because Vishwarup took sannyas. As a mother, she felt very unhappy. Then after Vishwarup took sannyas, Vishwambar, Nimai, also started associating with Advaita Acharya. And seeing that, Mother Sachi said that this Advaita is not Advaita, it's Daitya. And he has made one son a sannyasi, now he is trying to make Nimai also to take sannyas. So because of that, Mahaprabhu became very upset with his mother because she committed an offense at the lotus feet of Advaita Acharya. And when Mahaprakash Lila was going on, he was giving love of Godhead to everyone. Then everybody was asking, what about Mother Sachi? Mahaprabhu said, now I will not give love of Godhead to Mother Sachi. Why? Because she committed an offense at the lotus feet of Advaita Acharya. Everybody got surprised. How come she committed an offense? She is your mother. Said, no, she committed an offense at the lotus feet of Advaita Acharya. Unless Advaita Acharya forgives her, I cannot do anything. So here Prabhupada also mentions, if someone commits an offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, Lord also cannot help. He gives the example of Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj was offended by Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni went to Vishnu, and Vishnu said, I cannot help you. You have to go back to Ambarish Maharaj and beg forgiveness. If he forgives, then you are free from that offense. So therefore, Mahaprabhu followed the same principle. He said, I cannot help you out. Mother Sachi, you have to go to Advaita Acharya. So when Advaita Acharya heard this, he also became very shocked. How come Mother Sachi can offend me? She is mother of the whole planet, mother of the whole universe. But Mother Sachi said, no, I offended you. Then what? Then Mother Tacharya started glorifying Mother Sachi and see, he fainted. When Mother Tacharya fainted, then devotee said, now is the time. Mother Sachi, you take the dust from the lotus feet of Mother Tacharya and put on your head. So as soon as Mother Sachi did that, then Mahaprabhu became very happy and she was freed from that offense and Mahaprabhu gave love of Godhead to Mother Sachi. So it was done, offenses was done. Another example that shows even if we don't offend, but a devotee feels offended, we have to take the reaction. So subtle, so strong. The example is Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami was in Vrindavan and he was meditating on a pastime of Krishna. And while he was meditating on that pastime, one other sadhu was crossing that way. And that sadhu was little bad looking. Shape of the body was not as bent and ugly looking. He could not walk. It's ugly looking. So when he was passing by, Rupa Goswami started to laugh. And he was very much offended, that sadhu. And he left. And as soon as he felt offended, Rupa Goswami's meditation was broken. He could not continue his meditation. He tried, but could not do it. Then he approached his brother, Sanatan Goswami. He said, why? I cannot concentrate, I cannot meditate now on the pastimes of Krishna. Then Sanatan Goswami said, maybe you have offended some Vaishnava. And Rupa Goswami was trying to find out where he has offended. He could not find out where he did that. But somehow he could not relate to it. Then he approached again Sanatan Goswami, I cannot relate where I have offended someone. Then okay, if you cannot remember, then what you can do, you invite all the Vaishnavas of Vrindavan and give Vaishnava Seva. So he invited all the Vaishnavas of Vrindavan and all of them came and Rupa Goswami Sar Prasadam took care of them, served them, everybody became very happy and went back. Then Rupa Goswami thought, now I have been freed from that offense. But still, he tried again. It's not coming. He could not. Then again he approached Sanatan Goswami that I did, according to your instruction, I did Vaishnava Seva. I invited all the Vaishnavas. But even after that, I cannot continue. I cannot do it. What to do now? Then Sanatan Goswami said, everybody came. He said, looks like. Sanatan Goswami said, no, check it out. Maybe someone may not have come. So who was offended, he may not have come to your place. So check it out. That in our community who did not turn up. Then Rupa Goswami found out that sadhu, that bad looking, not so, at whom he laughed at. So that sadhu came. He was called and Rupa Goswami was very humble. And he said, I think I have offended you, but I cannot understand that how I offended you, when, how I offended you. He said, one day, I was going, passing by your place, and by seeing me, you laughed at me. And he told the time and day. Then Rupa Goswami started thinking, oh. He said, no, I did not laugh at you. I was remembering some pastimes, humorous pastimes of Krishna. That Krishna was in the tree, and he just put down the branch of the tree, and Gopi caught hold of that branch and Krishna left that branch and they were just hanging. The gopis are hanging in the tree. By seeing that scene, I was laughing. But because at that time, at that very moment, he was passing by, he felt that Rupa Goswami was laughing because of his bodily defect. So therefore, he was offended. Then Rupa Goswami begged forgiveness, touched his lotus feet then he was free from that offense. So by that example, we can understand that how much careful we should become. Who is Rupa Goswami? He is Rupa Manjari, he is the eternal associate of Krishna in Vrindavan. He did not offend, but because of his apparent behavior, some sadhu was offended. And because of that, he had to take the reaction. So what the level we are in now, and what type of precautions we have to take to really absorb ourselves in the pastimes of Krishna. So where we are, where to go. So that's why we have to be very careful. And it happens because as a sadhaka, it's natural that we'll commit offense. Prabhupada said here in the purport that Maharaj Prithu and Indra were envious of each other and they offended each other. But because they are Krishna conscious, by the influence of God, King Indra came at the sacrificial arena of Dhruva Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj, and what he did, he offered himself, he bowed down at the lotus feet of Prithu Maharaj. That is the glory of a devotee. Prabhupada is glorifying the glory of Krishna consciousness. Although, as practicing devotees, we may commit offense, we become angry with each other, we become envious of each other, but we can adjust it by the potency of Krishna consciousness. That is the glory of the association of devotees. So therefore, what Prithu Maharaj did, no, he did not say, oh, you have offended, I will not forgive you. He did not do like that. He also reciprocated in a very positive manner. He did not allow him to bow down. He embraced Indra, and in that way they have adjusted themselves, and both of them got freed from their envy and offensive mentality. So in this way we can learn, as practicing devotees in our International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So therefore, association of devotees is the only hope, and association of devotees is also very dangerous. Someone is telling is Vaishnava Aparadha is so dangerous, then better to be away from the Vaishnavas, no? So there is no Vaishnava, no Vaishnava Aparadha. That is also not possible, that's not the option. Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sastra Kai, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hai. Because the association of devotees is the place of birth of our devotion. Sadhu Sangha is most important. Without Sadhu Sangha, nothing can happen. Our devotional service, Adho Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha, Bhajanakriya. Our devotional service begins at the level of our sadhu sangha. Unless we have the association of the sadhu, we cannot begin our devotional practice. At the same time, if you want to achieve perfection in our devotional service also, we have to be in the association of the devotees. So there is no alternative of association of devotees. And as soon as we are in the association of devotees, every chance that we commit offenses at the lotus feet of the devotees. So therefore, we have to work at three different levels. At the level of our body, at the level of our mind, at the level of our words. Three levels we commit offenses. Generally, killing a devotee, beating a devotee is not so normal, not so, it doesn't happen much, right? It's very rare. So we are really above that problem, at least. Now we have a problem at the level of our mind and at the level of our words. So we have a tendency to talk because the tongue is very active. He likes to talk. So we talk, and because we have some subtle feeling that envy is there within, as soon as we get chance, we try to find faults and talk about that faults. Fault finding. Fault finding is a very dangerous thing in our devotional practice. As a conditioned soul, it's very easy to find fault. It's a natural tendency to find faults. And Prabhupada said it's not so difficult job to find faults. It's easy. So, that is not the sadhana. That is not the austerity. That's easy thing. The austerity is, Rupa Goswami says in Upadesamrita, Bacha Begam. We have to control our talk. So if we talk, we should talk about good things of the devotees. If you cannot, just keep quiet at least. Don't talk nonsense. If you want to talk, talk positive things. If you do this practice, whenever I talk, I always talk about Krishna and I always talk glorifying the devotees. I think if we do this practice, very difficult practice though, I think our envy, which is lying within our heart, that is the root cause, that envy slowly, slowly will go away. And we are envious of three kinds of people. We are envious of Krishna, we are envious of devotees, and we are envious of other living entities. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Name Ruchi, Jiva Daya, Vaishnava Seva. By these three things, we can be free from the offenses against the Lord, against the devotees, and against the other living entities. So Jiva Daya means giving Krishna consciousness to other living entities. By preaching Krishna consciousness, we can be free. Prabhupada says, who is Jiva Hingsu, who is envious of other living entity, after getting Krishna consciousness, if one devotee does not preach Krishna consciousness, he is envious of other living entities. So preaching is the expression of our endeavor to get free from the envy towards other living entities. So by preaching, we can be free from the envy against other living entities. Jivedaya. That is called Jivedaya, preaching. Name Ruchi. By chanting of the holy name, we can be free, because chanting is the best way to serve Krishna. So by chanting of the holy name without any offense, slowly, slowly we can be free from the offense against the Lord. And Vaishnava Seva. By serving the Vaishnavas, we can be free from the offensive mentalities towards the Vaishnavas. So if we practice these three things in our life, Name Ruchi Jivedaya Vaishnava Seva, we can be free from the offenses towards other living entities, towards the devotees, and towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So that is our sadhana bhakti, that is our practice, and we can learn that while we are in the association of devotees. We cannot learn this practice if we are away from the association of devotees. So therefore, taking shelter of the advanced devotees, serving them, those who are not envious, those who are free from envy, is the only way to get free from this envious attitude which is lying within our heart, heart core, the envious nature of the conditioned souls. It can be easily taken out if we sincerely serve the Vaishnavas who are pure devotees of the Lord. And those who are not pure devotees of the Lord also, any devotee. Vaishnava means what? Somebody may say, oh, Vaishnava means pure devotees. Lord Chaitanya says, who chants once the holy name is a Vaishnava. So therefore we should be very careful. Oh, this is 5 years, this is 2 years Vaishnava. This is 10 years Vaishnava. This is 2 months Vaishnava. This is 30 years Vaishnava. It's never said like that. Vaishnava Parad means Vaishnava Parad. It can be an offense towards a new bhakta. It can be an offense to a temple commander. It can be an offense to the temple president. It can be an offense to the spiritual master. The effect will be different, but the effect will be there. So if we offend a pure Vaishnava, offense reaction will be much stronger. But if you offend a new bhakta, effect will be there. We should not feel, no, he's a new bhakta, there is no reaction. Reaction will be there. So we have to be more careful while dealing with the senior devotees, But we should not become casual while dealing with our friends and our junior devotees. We should be respectful. Prabhupada said we should respect all the devotees. Trinadapi Sunichana never said that we should become Trinadapi to the senior devotees. He said we should become Trinadapi to all the devotees, not all the devotees, all living entities. We should be respectful to all the living entities because that is the quality of a Vaishnava. Trinadapi Sunichana Taradapi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. So that is the necklace of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. If we can practice this sloka in our life, then we can be free from this offensive mentality and can achieve the goal of all life, love of Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki. It's almost 8:45. If you have some questions or comment, Anantama Prabhu, Devaki Nandan Prabhu. So if you have any question, comment, yes.
Hare Krishna Guruji, thank you for the lecture. Prabhuji, my question is, just now you mentioned that we should be respectful to all living entities. Then in the beginning of the lecture, you also mentioned that we should not associate with the worshippers of the demigods. Now, aren't the two things contradicting?
It's not contradictory. There is a difference between respecting and associating. So, these are the people should be avoided. It doesn't mean we should be disrespectful and avoid. One is giving association, other one is taking association. So we should not be influenced by their association to avoid that. So we are hearing in our communication course also that Lord says we should give it up, the association, but the devotee takes the risk because he is more merciful than the Lord. Therefore, devotee also takes risk and give association to this kind of people and try to make them devotees. Lord Chaitanya also met Mayavadis. He met different kinds of people and made them devotees of the Lord. It's because out of love and compassion, which is more than the compassion of the Lord. So devotees are more compassionate. Therefore, although this kind of people should be avoided, but to deliver them, he approaches this kind of people and give them Krishna consciousness. Clear?
Hare Krishna Guruji. Thank you once again for the lecture. I had a question. This famous incident of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad seemingly offending a Vaishnava. We are also told that we are to give benefit of doubt to Vaishnavas, and Rupa Goswami was no ordinary Vaishnava. So wasn't it also an offense on the part of the Vaishnava to feel offended at Rupa Goswami?
We should not go the other way. That is the quality of the conditioned soul. We always think what others should do. But as a practicing devotee, we should concentrate what we are supposed to do. We cannot change the whole world, but we can change ourselves. So therefore, we have to change. And by seeing us, people will be inspired to change. So what they should do, that's a different question altogether. What we should do as a practicing devotee, that is the lesson for all of us. If Rupa Goswami, he did not want to offend, but because of his apparent behavior, somebody felt offended. And he had to go through that reactions. By that incident, we should take a lesson. How we should become careful that by our behavior, by our talking, somebody should not feel offended, although we don't want to offend them. Therefore, we should become very careful while we will deal with the devotees. That's the lesson. Okay.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. A Vaishnava does not find fault with others, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So if every Vaishnava thinks like that, how are we going to improve?
Yes, this is a nice question. I wanted to point out that. Because who can offend? Who can rectify? The person who is in the position of a guru, he can rectify. Those, a normal devotee who has not that service, as a guru or as an authority, we are not supposed to find fault and rectify that. You understand? It's the duty of a guru to find the fault in the disciple and rectify that. Understand? But if we are not acting as an authority, not acting as a guru, it's not our business to rectify and find faults in others. But in a normal way, that's the injunction. What happens? Who can rectify? Who is the evaluator? Who is free from envy? But when we deal with the devotees, we find faults, we have to judge within our heart. I am finding it fault out of our good wish that I want him to be free from that fault, or I am becoming happy by seeing that fault. We have a tendency, we become happy seeing faults in others. But a guru, those who are not affected by that bad quality, they see that bad quality and finds bad and try to help him out so that he can be free from that fault. He is a well-wisher, but sometimes we become envious. So those who are envious, it's very dangerous to take steps to rectify others. You understand? There's a subtle difference. A guru sees the faults also, but he sees in a different way. You understand? But when we see, we have a tendency to find fault out of envy. It's a very dangerous and subtle thing. So we can also help, but provided we are not envious, we really want to help that devotee, then we can. What we can do? We can tell that devotee face to face, Prabhuji, you have this problem, can you, in a way we can help him out so that he can take it. And if you cannot do that, tell his authority, Prabhuji, he has some problem, try to help him out. Then our duty is over. It's okay.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Yes.
Prabhuji, you mentioned that we should not take shelter of the demigod if there is fire. So what about the Lord Shiva? Because I heard that he is first Vaishnava. So we should not take shelter of the Vaishnava also?
We never said we should not take shelter of the demigods. We told that we should not take shelter of demigod worshippers. So demigod worshippers, the problem is that they think that demigod is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To consider the name of Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. That is a fraud. The worshipper of the demigods, they think that demigod is also the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why it's very dangerous. But taking shelter of Shiva as a Vaishnava is recommended. Demigods are the devotees of the Lord. If you see them in that spirit, that is helpful for us, and they will help us in advancing in Krishna consciousness. Okay?
Prabhuji, as you explained that to become envious towards a Vaishnava, that is a offense. So whenever we are attending someone lectures or some programs, so we are thinking that devotee is a by-hearted, all the Bhagavatam or Gita, all the slokas. So this fellow is, you know, doing something, means more rounds and something. So 64 rounds, something like that, we are becoming envious. So, is there any precaution for this?
Is there
any precaution? That is also offense, as you explained that.
Obviously, if someone is doing good, if you feel bad, then you are envious.
Obviously, that's the human tendency.
But you should be inspired. Oh, he is doing so good, so I will also try to do good. That's not envy. If someone does good, if you feel happy, oh, he is doing so good. Maybe he is 2 years in the movement, I am 15 years in the movement, but he is doing better than me. So I have to learn something from him. I feel inspired. That is not envy. But 2 years is a threat to me. Just like Indra felt threat that Prithu Maharaj will take over his position. That's envy. But if someone is coming up, and Bhakti Charu Maharaj has given an example, if you help others to grow, then you also grow. Just like if you are climbing up the staircase, if you help someone to climb up, you will come down or what? You will also go up. So that's the secret. If you want to help other to go up, then you also go up. And if you want to try to pull him down, you also come down. Go together. So it's a joint venture. You understand? So there's a risk. So if you want to somebody pull him down, then you also come down. But if you want to help someone to go up, you also go up. That is the spirit of a devotee. You want to help each other. And what happens by that? Everybody goes up. But association of the materialistic people, everybody wants to pull them down. So everybody is going down. Everybody is going to the hell. That's the point. Okay?
Hare Krishna.
Last question.
If you kindly permit me, I have one question.
Yes.
Prabhu, Hare Krishna. See, it is true that many worship demigods. But then I think Krishna also says that, no, those who worship demigods will ultimately come to him.
He never said like that. He may come, but also medasa, he said. Those who are less intelligent and driven by the material desires, they worship demigods. Whatever Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I can say that. Yes, Devakinandan Prabhu? Yes. Yes. Those who worship demigods, they go to the place of demigods. Those who worship Krishna, they go to Krishna. It's according to us. Prabhupada said, if you buy ticket of Bombay, you'll go to Bombay, you'll not go to Allahabad. So it's like that. Simple.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
It's been so inspiring, the class. I would like to first of all thank you very much for all these. I have a little, you know, doubt, but for my clarification, I just wanted to humbly request you if you could clarify.
Yes.
You mentioned in your class that anyone who associate with those who are worshipping demigod, their spiritual life completely finish. I mean, just correct me if I'm rightly saying. But I heard somewhere that spiritual life, no one can annihilate it. Once you make 1% spiritual progress, then that even in your next life, you will continue from 2%. So could you just clarify this point for me?
Yeah, it's a nice question. That devotional service cannot be destroyed. But by the process of Vaishnava Parad, devotional service can be destroyed. The sinful activity, the pious activity, this kind of this thing cannot destroy devotional service. That will remain. But Vaishnava Parad is so dangerous that impression of devotional service also can go away. So that's why it's mentioned that we should be so careful about Vaishnava Parad. And demigod worship a thing that according to Shastra, that if we do 2% devotional service, that will continue in our next life. It's a normal process. But if we don't do all these things, so if we do these things, then we are in danger that we may lose that also.
I'm sorry. It's just we heard it from the Vartaman Acharya. That if you offend a Vaishnava, it's just like, you know, you have some money in the bank, you are a crorepati, but you don't get access with that money. When you offend a Vaishnava, then all your merit, you have it, but you don't get access.
Yes.
There's a term, your money is being freezed.
Yes.
So you have devotional merit, but you don't get access. That's
yes.
Why you don't find taste in chanting. That's why you go on committing Vaishnava Prad. That's why you go on with these offenses. So because you don't get access with your merit that you have, but it is still yours.
Yes.
But once it is being cleared, you sorted out the problem, then the money is being given back to you. I mean, this is how I heard about it.
Yes, Devakinandan Prabhu, please comment. It's a subtle point. I think that is also correct. So I think we need some compromising adjustments.
There are three things in that. Once, like, whatever devotional service we have done, that will remain there. Further, you will not be able to do because of Sangha. And aparad means apa, rad. Rad means love, and apa means destroys. So the ultimate goal of devotional service or chanting is to obtaining love of God, which you will not be able to obtain if you go on committing Vaishnava Aparad or Nama Aparad or any Aparad. Like I said, Bahu Janma Kari Yadi Sravana Kirtan Kabahuna Paye Krishna Pade Prema Dhan. That's the ultimate goal to, you know, get love of God. That's the ultimate goal. So, the other thing, as far as the demigod association is like Visaya Sangha Sanghi. The demigod, they are too much in sense gratification. So anybody associates with demigod, they are also like same kind with Ravana or whoever is there.
Yes.
And you made a very good point that associating with demigod or the one who associates with demigod is very dangerous. We see in our ISKCON also nowadays devotees are getting into their starting, you know, I mean our sampradaya is very, very strict. Radha Krishna Pran Mor Jugala Kishore Janama Marane Gati Ar Nahi Mor. Nobody else, only Radha Krishna. And none of our Goswami worship even any other but only Radha Krishna. Nowadays we are worshipping Laddu Gopal and slowly Lord Shiva. After some time Sai Baba will come. After some time some other Baba will come. So all these things will climbing up. So it's a good point you made. Thank you for that point. We should be careful.
And that point that Devakinandan Prabhu, so that point that whatever spiritual credit we have, so that will be kept intact or that will be gone by Vaishnava Parag?
No, that will remain intact.
But we cannot have access to that.
Nami bhaktya pranashati, that yes. Remains as it is. And when you start next time, you start from there where you left. That fixed deposit remains.
Okay.
This is Swiss
secured,
bank.
Secured fixed deposit.
Yes,
but you cannot have access.
No, it is Swiss bank.
Swiss bank. Yes.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that his whole treasure is completely finished, doomed. If a mad elephant enters a nice trimmed garden, it finishes the whole garden.
Yes.
So devotional life is like a creeper, is bhakti lata, and sindetar is completely uprooted. Nothing is there.
That I also heard, and Prabhupada gives the explanation that matta hati aparad. If you devotional aparad, the devotional creeper is taken away. I don't know how to relate that. So whole thing is gone. Yes, Devakinandan Prabhu wants to comment.
That means henceforth, not what you have done. Otherwise, if it was like that, then Bharatji, who had done the devotional service, and after associating with that deer, right, you know, his henceforth devotion was over.
But he did not offend Devakinandan Prabhu. He was attached.
You were attached?
That was not Vaishnava Parad. He was materially attached. That's why he fell down from Bhava Bhakti to the material platform.
That's true.
But there is a difference between attachment and sinful activities and Vaishnava Parad. So when you do sinful activity, so there is, I'm not concluding anything, but there is a difference if you commit sinful activities, that's Ajamil, all this did.
Okay,
but that prior credit and devotional credit was there. But Vaishnava Parad is more dangerous than sinful activity.
I'll come this way.
Yes.
There are two kind of aparad. One is knowingly and other is unknowingly. The example you gave of that crippled devotee and Rupa Goswami who was having Nitalila darshan and he could not have darshan because that devotee took it as aparad.
Yes.
Of laughing of Rupa Goswami. So whatever it may be, this way or that way, it became aparad. So, because of that aparad, Rupa Goswami devotion did not got uprooted, but henceforth.
Yes, yes.
There are many other examples, such as Gajendra himself.
Yeah.
You know, August Rishi, he took an offense that he, you know, but his devotion did not got uprooted, although he was an elephant, but still, when time came, he remembered and he prayed for that.
Yeah, both the examples are there. We have to just find a balance. Vamandev Prabhu, there is a balance also. That's Gajendra. So, and Rupa Goswami, they also offended. Yes. But their devotion was not uprooted. Just like Gajendra, he offended Agastya Rishi and he became an elephant. But at the time of need, he could pray to the Lord, and Lord came and rescued him. So that his devotion continued.
Mara Chitra Ketu.
Yes. There are many examples.
You come to my class in my office. This is good. I mean, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, for the newcomers who have started devotional service, ABCD, so their slate is there and get cleaned up.
There is in between something. Okay. That we should be, the message is that we should be very, very careful, and it can destroy our devotional service. In that spirit, we should take it and become very, very careful. And whether it is credit, our goal is not to keep that 2% credit. Our goal of life is to get love of Godhead. That is impossible. We cannot advance anymore if we commit Vaishnava Parad. So we can take in that spirit and try to avoid Vaishnava Parad. And if we do Vaishnava Parad also, we should try to rectify as soon as possible the way Prithu Maharaj did it, Indra did it, and so that we can continue a clean slate and advance in Krishna consciousness very rapidly and achieve our goal of life. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Samaveta Gaura Bhaktavinda ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande.